There's been some degree of thawing this week in relations between the U.S. and Iran. Yesterday, the U.S. eased some sanctions on Iran to speed humanitarian relief to victims of last week's earthquake. The sanctions date back to 1979, when Washington severed diplomatic ties with Tehran after the Islamic Revolution. Now, with those sanctions temporarily relaxed, the deputy speaker of Iran's parliament, Mohammad Reza Khatami, brother of the Iranian president, told the Associated Press, "I'm sure that goodwill will be answered with goodwill." Joining us to think through where this might lead is Gary Sick. He was the principal White House aide for Iran during the Iranian Revolution and hostage crisis. Thanks for being with us.
Pleasure to be with you.
Professor Sick, it wasn't so long ago, it was just about 2 years ago in the State of the Union, that President Bush was including Iran in what he called the Axis of Evil, along with North Korea and Iraq. For many years now, the United States has been considered the great Satan in Iran. How significant a thaw do you think might be happening right now?
Well, it's really quite interesting that the president's brother in Iran chose to use those words of goodwill, because, in fact, President Bush's father, the first George Bush, used those precise words, goodwill begets goodwill, in talking about Iran all the way back in, 1981, I think it was. So it isn't a new phenomenon. We have had cases before where it appeared that the United States and Iran might, in fact, be able to carry on a decent, respectful conversation. And something has always come along, either on the Iranian side or on the American side, to interfere with that. So I don't think it's predictable that this is going to go in a nice straight line toward a better relationship.
There was also language coming from Secretary of State Colin Powell this week, who talked about encouraging moves made by Tehran, a new attitude in that country, the possibility, he raised, of resuming dialogue. What would it take at this point to normalize relations between the two countries?
Well, I don't think we're really talking about normalization of relations at this point. I think we're talking about some kind of a dialogue that is sustained and isn't just a sporadic thing or something that is secret and carried out clandestinely, that in fact begins to engage the two sides to discuss their mutual interests, of which there are many, and their mutual grievances, which are numerous as well.
And if that sustained conversation does take place, where would you imagine that might lead?
Well, you've got to remember that the United States, although it has now lifted the sanctions temporarily to permit Americans to make donations for humanitarian purposes in Iran, and if you stop and think about it, that's pretty amazing that an American was prohibited by law from making a humanitarian donation for the victims of an earthquake in Iran. And the fact that it took the United States the better part of a week to come up with an exception to that rule that actually allows us to make contributions for that earthquake relief for 90 days, and then it disappears again. That's a pretty good example of the kind of problems that we have. So we've got a long way to go.
It's been almost 25 years now since the hostage crisis that you were involved in trying to resolve for the Carter administration, and I wonder, looking at the U.S. flags this week on U.S. tents in Iran, how you viewed what was going on at this moment.
Well, I think one can make too much of it. On one hand, it's not very much. I mean, it is people going about their humanitarian rescue business, and they do this in many, many countries under very, very difficult circumstances. But the fact that it was an American group landing in a military aircraft in Iran and then operating together with the Revolutionary Guards in Iran to try to rescue people from a huge disaster was obviously a sign that it is not just two governments that distrust and hate each other, but in fact there are human beings involved in this, and that sometimes the humanity can transcend the politics.
Well, Gary Sick, thanks for talking with us today.
It was a pleasure.
Gary Sick is senior research scholar at Columbia University. He was the principal White House aide for Iran during the Iranian Revolution and hostage crisis.